County Commissioner Dustin Rothes and Interim County Administrator Darren Myers speak with Hayes Post reporter Jonathan Zweigert about the upcoming sales tax issue on this edition of the Post podcast.
Not a whole lot on the agenda items as far as the agenda yesterday, so we can talk about a handful of things, and then I know the sales tax vote coming up, and so there'll be some information that we'll talk about as we move along here on the morning show. Kind of the bulk of yesterday was talking a little bit about, or actually recognizing employees for their service to Ellis County and also to the Kansas Association of Counties, and quite a few that were honored yesterday. And I know that's always, as a Commissioner Dustin, nice to get to honor all those individuals who work for the county.
Yeah, it really is. It's a good light moment, but where we get to recognize some employees for the time that they've spent with the county. And, you know, a couple in particular, long-term employees like Greg Herbert, Tom Dries, Chris Von Lennel was 35 years, and then, of course, Donna Maskus, 40 years, got the hand from the crowd and everything. It's a lot of years working for us, and she's just been a heck of a public servant.
Yeah, and we were going to talk about Donna because her 40 years, which is very cool, and obviously something that the county definitely should celebrate. So we congratulate her on her 40 years for service of Ellis County. We can run through a couple other agenda items real quickly. We talked about Gary Haas, the noxious weed supervisor. He presented the annual weed reports and management plan for the upcoming year. And I know talking just about kind of laying things out and recapping from last year.
Yeah, it's more just an overrun of what happened last year and the plans for this year. In the meeting, there was a little discussion about how wet it was and how we couldn't get a good time for spraying. And so it was down a little bit on chemical sales and stuff like that, but it was to be expected, and he's ready for this year. He does a good job. So it went pretty much to plan. These are pretty easy line items, right? Luckily, yeah. For us.
Yeah, those are pretty self-explanatory. One of the things that came back before the commission was fees through the appraisals office with appraiser Lisa Ree. And I know that this is something the commission has hashed out before a little bit, kind of discussing a couple of different fees, and you decided to go forward with implementing some of those fees. And I know, if maybe for people who don't remember or kind of not familiar with the situation, if you want to kind of talk a little bit about what kind of led to the decision.
Yeah, we can give a little background to this. So we asked a lot of the county staff to kind of look at fees as we've been in a financial crunch the last couple of years. And specifically last year, we said we need to make sure that if there are things that we should be charging for, that we take a look at it. We want to be fair, but we also need to understand that we've got to cover some expenses if it's possible. Things like boring a pipeline under the road, or like Lisa came to us with this potential fees for use of our website for the appraiser's office. And that was the one we discussed yesterday. I think we came to an agreement as a commission of what was fair. I did have quite a bit of discussion with a few of the appraisers in town and realtors on what they thought was fair. And the biggest thing from this was freeing up staff time. So we spend a lot of time in the office when we have realtors come in for these property record cards that cost about a dollar is all they cost. But the idea that they can pull those off the website, not have to come in and use their dollar bill and not take our staff's time was really important to us. And then this $150 a year fee. And this is the type of thing a broker or a broker owner or a fee appraiser would use to be able to look up all this access that the general public doesn't get on our website. Is something that was free up till now. This is just basically to help us cover the cost of our website and the maintenance and upkeep.
And I know there's some stuff that on the website, it's pretty easy. And she also talked about there's some expanding things on the website too, to make it more user-friendly. Cause I know that was something that before some of the people that were concerned about the situation the website had brought to the commission before.
Yeah, that's exactly right. There were missing sketches on the website that they felt like they needed if they were going to have to pay a fee. We got that updated, and then constantly our our website updates it on its own from the service provider. And Lisa thought, you know, the new updates were really good as far as search options and things like that that weren't there before. So we're hoping we're offering a little better product as well for them so that they don't have to call the office so much and take up staff time.
And I know settled on a $150 fee for the use of that. And it's, again, more of the kind of backside, more information, in-depth information that is used by
And it will professionals. Take, it'll take place in June when we actually start that fee. That's when the appraisers re-up their appraisal license. So we thought that was a good time to kind of just tack that in with what they might be doing and see if they want to utilize our website the way that it can be.
All right, very good. And then the last agenda item, and we'll throw it to Darren for this because I know that this is something that you're keep pushing along and making sure that the commission is taking a look at maybe the hiring process for a permanent replacement for the county administrator position.
Yeah, the commissioners last night talked a little bit more about who they like to proceed with. Got a couple different firms out there that do this for, you know, their consulting services. That's what they do. And I think today and tomorrow I'll reach out to the both of them, try to get a little bit more background on who they are and some pricing options that they may be able to look with or propose to us for helping the commission, and then bring that back to the commission next week and see if they want to invite one or both of them in or neither and go somewhere else. Hopefully one of the two of them come in and talk to them and see if they can start the process on getting the job advertisements out there and the recruiting process to show everybody how great Ellis County is and why it's important that we get an administrator and have a good one, and hopefully get them out here sooner than later so they can start and work with us in Ellis County and keep Ellis County rolling along.
You'd say this is very early stages of this process.
Yeah, when the commission did this process back in 2015 when they were looking for Phil, by the time that the previous county administrator, by the time they actually selected somebody, which was Austin Peters Group, they're out of the Kansas City area, it took about 4 months for the Austin Peters Group to present it out, get some applications in, narrow the selection process down for the commission to proceed. So, and then about another 2 months before the administrator has actually moved to Hayes, because they have contracts that with their current employers, 30, 45, 60 days that they have to give notices for. It's not like it's a typical everyday job where you can just give a 2 weeks notice and walk out. You know, county administrators are very heavily involved in the organization and the management of the county. So the transition process takes a little bit longer than that normal, typical 2 week notice.
All right, very good. Well, that kind of wraps up the agenda items. I know we'll be hearing more about the search process for a new county administrator as we move along. Anything else you want to talk about? I know that informational hearings, we'll be hearing more about those as the deadline for the vote on the sales tax comes up. And so I know that you guys are really kind of really busy in that process right now.
Yeah, hopefully here. Sorry to interrupt you there. we'll get some stuff on the website, on the ellisco.net website, on all of the different meetings that we have. I've probably got about 15, 20 different speaking engagements, Kiwanis or Optimus, Hayes Area Young Professionals, Rotary, different places like that. But we're also going to have town halls. We're going to have meetings in Hayes, Ellis, Victoria, multiple times over the next couple months, as well as I believe one out in Mungern and Shinshin as well. So they'll all be on there and we'll make more advertisements. But the big thing is that the residents and your listeners need to know is the sales tax is an important vote. We need everybody to get educated, go onto our website, get on there and look at the information that we're providing. Ellis County is, we have a revenue problem, and we've tried to fix the expenditures over the last couple of years, and the commission has done that. We're down to a lower budget level than we were back in 2012. You know, that's eight years ago, and not very many households in Ellis County live on a smaller budget than they did 8 years ago. So we've consistently tried to fix that expenditure problem, but we've not really had much chance to fix the revenue problem. That's where the sales tax service election comes in, and We need to be able to sustain what we have. Everybody likes their EMS services, no matter where they're at in the county. They like their roads to be maintained. They like the law enforcement, the security and protection that they are provided. So we need the votes to come back in, no matter if you vote yes or no. But we ask that everybody start attending the town hall meetings, whether you're pro or against it, and come in, ask questions, let us, you know, be open and transparent about it, and have a good, honest discussion. So those will be coming up, and I actually need to talk to you more about maybe getting the Hayes Post article on there, getting some articles about why the sales taxes election is important to the county. And everybody always thinks you pay sales tax, but Ellis County does not get any proceeds. So all these new projects that are coming into the county, whether it be out there in the Northwest Business Corridor, the new expansion out there, it doesn't help Ellis County at all, the government, as the way it sits. The property taxes will be abated for, depends on how their TIF is going to be set up, 10, 20 years. But even if the excess sales taxes are going to come for, right now Ellis County gets 0% of the sales tax that anybody pays, no matter where you're at in Ellis County. So if the sales tax would pass, it would be a great benefit for our health services organizations, as well as for road and building maintenance and infrastructure. So I don't know if Dustin wants to speak more to that, but it's an important vote, and we want to keep Ellis County great. We want to keep Ellis County moving along. We got a lot of good projects coming on, and just to add on to it, I don't want to keep rambling, but the retail pull factor in Ellis is 1.66. What that basically means is a retail pull factor of one basically means that every sales tax receipt that comes in, 100% of it is being paid for by your local Ellis County residents. We're at 1.66, which means about 66% of that sales tax that comes in is being paid for by people outside of Ellis County. So that's a big portion of why the sales tax would be important. It's not just because we need to fix that revenue, but instead of being able to levy it on property taxes, we can use it from people that are coming into Ellis County, 66% of those sales tax receipts coming in, to help pay for services that they're driving on our roads. They're using our, I'm sure they get pulled over and sometimes get arrested, but the health services, if they have a medical emergency, they're just as important to us as anybody else. And if they need those services, they need to be there to provide them. So
I know you've got a bunch of different, as you talked about, speaking engagements and town hall meetings set up. And as we need to talk more about those, and we'll make sure and let everybody know when those dates are as we move along. So we'll kind of update everybody weekly when you guys come in and talk more about that as that vote comes up. But I don't know when exactly the ballot will be sent out, but it's August or April 7th is the deadline back to the—
Correct. I think we're still awaiting word from the Secretary of State's office on the exact date that we'll mail out the ballots, but I believe it's March 20th or 21st. So the ballots will be mailed out to every single registered voter in the county, and then you have until April 7th. They have to be in the clerk's office by noon on the 7th to be counted for a vote. It's a mail ballot election. You'll have a sealed envelope. So you'll cast your ballot, you'll put it in that envelope to mail back. So your vote won't be counted or known until it is open. So your vote's protected. But like I say, the main thing is getting those mail ballots sent back into us.